washed away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name. We lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you today to direct our paths. We thank you today that God, that you gave us power and authority over the earth, the sea, the fish, and the fowls of the air, every creeping and crawling thing that is. So we take authority over the enemy today. We rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy. We cancel every contract, reverse every curse, and pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. And we just give you glory, God, honor, and praise. Amen. Father God, we thank you today. God, you saw us when we were in our mother's womb. You knew our mother and father. Father God, you know the circumstance of our home, where we grew up at. Father God, you knew what schools we would attend and the neighborhood in which we live. God, we thank you today. God, you gave us the ability to survive and walk with you through good times and bad. You gave us survivor techniques and guardian angels to keep us and protect us. Father God, we thank you today. Father God, you choose us before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before you in love. In the name of Jesus. Father God, that you cried with us when you cried. You laughed with us when we laughed. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you today, God. You was grieved when we were misunderstood and mistreated unfairly. You watched and waited looking for the day when we would receive you as our personal Savior. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Name Father of God, Jesus. You told us to many as receive you, you gave us power, the right, and the authority to become the sons and daughters of God. We thank you today, God. We long for your fellowship. We desire to know you more and more intimately. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you and praise you and glorify and magnify your name. Thank you, Father God, your survivor techniques were probably different than mine. But whatever they were, whatever your life have been like up to this point, the peace of God can change the regrets and the wounds of the past into thanksgiving and praises in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard or impossible for God to do. He said he can make the crooked place straight, prepare a way for us even before we get there. He redeemed the time for our sake. In the name of Jesus. He said, we don't even lose time. We thank God. We thank God. We give him the glory, the honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name with the help of the Holy Spirit and by your grace. We join with heavenly hosts, making a joyful noise to you and serving you with gladness. We come before your presence with singing in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say, praise and worship, destroy the enemy. Praise and worship and lift up your name, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, perceive, recognize, and understand that you are God. It is you who made us, not we ourselves. We are yours. We are your people, and the sheep are your pasture. Oh, yes. You say you wish none shall perish. You say all souls belong to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving, in presence, and offering of thanks. We enter your courts with praise. We are thankful and delightful to say that we bless you, Father God, and affectionate praise your name. You are good, and your mercy and love and kindness endureth forever. Your faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. We thank you, Lord. Is it a good and delightful thing to give thanks to you, O Most High? You say give thanks in all things, good things, bad times, good things, because you say everything work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to the purpose. We thank you today, God. We just glorify and magnify your name. We thank you today that we are led by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hey, thank you, Father God. We just thank you, God. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for my innermost resources. We reach down into the secret places of our heart, and we offer up thanksgivings to you, Father. You say, thank you, make room for more. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, because you say you never leave us nor forsake us. You are always there, God. We thank you, God. You say you're there when our mother and father forsake us. You're there when whatever happened and whatever go on in our life. Because you told us in your word, put your trust in no man because man will fail you. God, we trust you. We lean and depend on you today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for our parents who gave us life. We are grateful for the victories and achievements in life we have experienced in spite of hurt, pain, bruises, abuse, and disappointment. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you what Satan intend for evil. God, you turn it around for our good. We thank you, God. There's none before you. There's none after you. You're the one and only true God. We thank you, God. You prepared us to listen to the inner voice of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, God. We can't do nothing without you, and we are nothing without you. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you for your teaching, God. Thank you for your confidence in you, God. We thank you, God, that you came to give us life and life more abundance. We thank you for more abundant life today, God. In the name of Jesus, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. We are grateful, God. We are grateful, God. We thank you today, God. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. We thank you that we are alive for such a time as this. We ask you to use us for your glory, your honor, and praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We just glorify and magnify you. We thank you, Father God. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. We thank you, God. We thank you that you gave us discernment and spiritual understanding today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We thank you that you taught us to recognize and understand strength and weakness. You say, let the weak say we strong. We say we are strong today, God, in the power of your name, God. You thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. You are so good to us, Father God. You are our Father. We are your child. We are loved by you unconditionally. You say you love us unconditionally, no matter what we do, how we do it, where we go, what we say. Father God, your love never fails us. You love us unconditionally, right or wrong, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your peace, God. God, we rejoice in you, Lord. We give thanks in the remembrance of your holiness, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In the name of Jesus, and we give you all the glory, God, all the honor and all the praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we shall prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. We thank you today, God, that we have the mind of Christ and have and we thank you, Father God, that do not hold the thoughts and feelings and the purpose, and we hold the thoughts and feelings and purpose of his heart. We thank you, God. We trust in you, Lord, with all our heart, and we lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge in you today, Holy Spirit, to direct our path in the name of Jesus. We submit to you your word, God. You say you watch over your word to perform it. You say you're not the God, the lie, neither the son of man that you need to repent. We thank you, God. You say you watch over your word to perform it. We thank you, God. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. So if your word is in us, we are going to stand too. You say be still after earth crumbling down around you. And be still and know that you are God. We thank you today, God. We thank you, Father God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you, God. We are not intimidated. We are not fearful. We are not doubtful. We are not unbelievable. Believers, we are not failure, because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name today. You say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father God, we believe what your word say. We take you at your word today, God. We're standing on your word, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We just give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you today. Today we shall be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You say be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Meditate on the word day and night. Study and show ourselves approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Your word, Lord, shall not depart out of our mouth. We shall meditate on it day and night. In the name of Jesus, and it shall be health and strength even to the marrow of our bones. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we shall prosper because you said so, God. We thank you, God, that we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. For poverty, you gave us wealth. For sickness, you gave us health. And for death, you gave us eternal life. We thank you today, God, that we have been redeemed in the name of Jesus. We thank God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you the years that the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the locusts have eaten up has already been restored back to us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for restoring us in Jesus' name. We thank you for making us rich and no sorrow has been added. We thank you for the peace of God that the world can't give and cannot take it away. We thank you today, God, that we're not anxious about anything, but everything in everything we have give you prayer and petition with thanksgiving. We make our requests be made known that the peace of God would transcend all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. Today we fix our mind on whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and honor and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and gracious. If there is any virtue and excellency, if there is anything worthy of praise, we think on weight and take account of these things. God, we thank you. All thanks belong to you. Father God, you say no man shall whole have your glory. We give it all to you today, God. We give all thanks to you. All glory to you. It was you that put the words in our heart. It was you that transformed our mind. We thank you today, God. We thank you, Father God. We roll our works up on you, Lord. We commit and trust you, Holy God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that our thoughts will become agreeable to your will and your plans will be established and succeed. In Jesus' name we pray. And we give you all the glory, God, all the honor today, and all the praise today in Jesus' name. You're worthy today, God. You're worthy. You're so worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We thank you today, God, that we lean and depend on you. We totally trust you. We lean not to our own understanding. We asking you for help. Even with our leaders of the nation, we lay them on the altar right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you say the king heart is in your hand and you're moving whichever way you want. Move the king heart like you want it to be moved in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our children in the schools and whatever they are going through now. We lay them on the altar. We ask you to intervene, lead them and guide them and direct them and give them instruction on what to do, how to do, and what to say. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you are concerned about our children. You direct us. You told us you would nourish us and our little ones. So we ask you for directions concerning our children, the schools, in the name of Jesus. Direct the school board and the school board leaders, the government, the president. Father God, you show them what to say because you say things may seem right in our eyes, but to man it might seem right, but to you it's not. We want you to teach us how to follow after your spirit so we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to walk in the spirit so we'll be able to do things the way you want us to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach.